This podcast is brought to you by BMG, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Thursday, October 15, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. South African power utility Eskom played down the possibility of deferring the 100 billion rand plus Kusile coal-fired power station project being built in Mpumalanga province when releasing its tariff application earlier this week. However, it has indicated to the regulator that it may be left with little alternative but to defer the project by between 18 and 36 months unless a far higher tariff path is forthcoming. CEO Jacob Maroga refused to be drawn on what minimum tariff adjustment was needed to ensure that the project remained on schedule. The first unit of Kusile was scheduled for commissioning during the first half of 2013. All Maroga would say was that it wasn't about a technical percentage, but would come down instead to choices that need to be made by government and the National Energy Regulator of South Africa. Defence Minister Lindiwe Sisulu has to cancel a deal to buy 8 military transport aircraft after costs rocketed by 30 billion rand. Democratic Alliance MP David Meinier said that unless the programme to buy 8 Airbus A400M transport planes was terminated, the taxpayer would have to pay close to 6 billion rand for each aircraft. However, Aerosud MD Dr. Paul Potgieter said that the cancellation of South Africa's participation in the A400M airlifter project will gravely affect the country's aerospace industry. South Africa is a risk-sharing partner in the A400M program, with 8 of the aircraft on order for the South African Air Force. South African companies involved in the program are Aerosud, Danel Saab Aerostructures, Grintec and Omnipuls, and Armscor providing engineering services. Also making headlines, NERSA turns down license applications by Gigajoule Africa for the construction of gas distribution and transmission facilities, as well as for the trading of gas in the Cape West Coast region. MTN says that any tariff cuts will require a rebalancing business model. The National Association of Automotive Components and Allied Manufacturers says that the proposed electricity price hike will lead to job losses and company closures. And Africa's telecoms investment will reach $141 billion by 2013. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.